We'll kick things off here today, though, by talking about, certainly the biggest story in international sports this week, the scandal involving the indictment of several members of the governing organization for soccer worldwide, FIFA. We're joined by reporter and broadcaster from USA Today, our friend Martin Rogers. Martin, welcome back to the show.
Hey there, how's it going?
Going very well, thank you. And I guess our first question in the FIFA indictments and investigation is, what took so long when everybody knows this has been going on for years?
Yeah, FIFA's gone about its business a certain way for a long, long time. And it's been hard to pin down. There's been a lot of allegations made, a lot written about in the media, but it really took a national sort of government authority and sort of the might of the American legal system to really be able to take action that could sort of perhaps serve some punishment against FIFA, and we'll see what happens, obviously. But it was a very heavy indictment and a very strong case that's being made against the 14 men who were named yesterday.
All of these people indicted, but one glaring absence, of course, the president of the organization, Sepp Blatter, and now up for re-election tomorrow. Is the election still going to go on as scheduled, and is anything likely to happen that could jeopardize him getting another term?
It is going to go ahead, and it's going to be very interesting. Just 48 hours ago, it seemed certain that Sepp Blatter was going to absolutely walk into a fifth term as FIFA president, but things have changed a little, obviously, with this news. Blatter still has huge support, and as ridiculous as it might seem to you and I, that he's still up for president, despite having overseen the organization when all this stuff was allegedly going on. FIFA's a closed shop. It has, one member per country who's allowed to vote on this, and a lot of these people represent organizations who receive money from FIFA. But Blatter certainly has lost some support, and it's by no means a guarantee that he will get in again. He's only got one challenger, Prince Ali of Jordan, who's picked up the entire support of the UEFA Confederation that represents Europe. And him and his advisors are really just working on finding some more people to flip in the final few hours before the vote. If they can get the representatives of a continent who typically tend to vote en masse to turn around and support him, and FIFA could even have a new president.
And certainly a pretty bold move by David Gill from England's Football Association, deciding that if Sepp Blatter returns, that he is out as the vice president.
Yeah, the Europeans have definitely gained in voice and gained in conviction over the last day or so since the charges were levelled against FIFA. They believe that it's time for Sepp Blatter to go, and Gill said that he wants no part of being a FIFA vice president if things remain as they are and if Blatter remains in charge. In fact, the UEFA president, Michel Platini, begged Blatter face-to-face earlier on today to step down, but Blatter has no plans to do that. He wants another 4 years in charge.
We're talking, of course, with Martin Rogers of USA Today about the FIFA scandal, and it's still pretty early in the investigation. The U.S. attorney for New York said this is just the beginning of our investigation. But is there any early indication how much evidence they have on these officials and how good that evidence might be?
I was at the press conference in Brooklyn yesterday with the attorney general and with members of the FBI and the IRS, and the whole mood was one of strength and confidence. They believe they have a very, very strong case against these individuals, and they wanted to be very clear there's more to come. There was some very interesting sort of hidden wording. They said things like, it's time for a change at the top of FIFA, and obviously Sepp Blatter would be the big fish for them. That may, and it's just my speculation, that may hinge on getting one of these 14 men to flip, one of these men to give up what information they know, and, who knows what they have on Blatter, but that may be the key to this whole case. And if one of those turns informer, then it could really bring the whole FIFA house tumbling down.
Depending on how this investigation goes, could it possibly jeopardize those sites that have been awarded the host country status for the next couple of World Cups?
So FIFA says no, and of course that's exactly what it would say at this point. But you have to think that if more is uncovered, specifically in terms of impropriety in the selection process, if firm evidence is shown that those votes were rigged or bought or whatever, especially for Qatar in 2022 and Russia in 2018, then you'd have to think that a re-vote would take place. Now, that really is dependent, I feel, on whether Sepp Blatter is in charge or not. I feel as long as Sepp Blatter is in charge, then those World Cups will go ahead as planned. But a new regime new investigations, new evidence, and a whole lot of things could change. And if there was a re-vote, I can't see any way that Russia and Qatar would get voted in again.
Talking to fans, people who are very big fans of the sport, there seems to be no surprise, obviously, to anybody about this, but is there a real disconnect between fans of the game worldwide and its ruling organization?
A massive disconnect. Yeah, I mean, it's really crazy and incredible to think that this game that is watched and enjoyed and played by billions of people around the world, most popular sport in the world, World Cup, a global event that almost transcends sports, and the power is vested in this small group of men or women, sporting bureaucrats, if you like, who really carve the whole pie up effectively between themselves and their own organizations. I think there's a feeling among soccer fans that it has to change, and that unfortunately, the way things are structured so far, that doesn't mean anything. The wishes of fans and people who truly love the game don't count. I think if there is a change at FIFA, one is bound to come eventually. Whether this is the tipping point or not remains to be seen. But at some point, the wishes of the masses need to be taken into account.
And Vladimir Putin is upset today, and I guess wouldn't you take that as a sign that something's going well if you've got him mad?
It doesn't take too much to get Vladimir Putin mad, especially if the U.S. is doing something. He seems to have a problem with a fair bit that the American authorities do. But yeah, Vladimir Putin urged the U.S. government and Department of Justice to stay out of FIFA and try to suggest that they've overstepped their jurisdiction. But the thing to remember here is that the reason the DOJ got involved is because some of this stuff took place, allegedly, on American soil. If bribe money or illegal money passed through an American bank account, that's within U.S. jurisdiction, just like it would be in any other country that had happened in. So, yeah, it doesn't take too much to annoy Putin. He's obviously very proud of the fact that Russia are going to be hosting the 2018 World Cup. And after the way the Winter Olympics in Sochi in 2014 were widely seen as an expensive disappointment, I think he sees the World Cup as a kind of chance to put that right in some ways. So we'll see. He's definitely very protective over his event, though.
Martin Rogers covering this very big and developing story for USA Today. A very busy time for you. Martin, we appreciate you making time for us this afternoon, and we'll talk with you again down the road.
You got it. Take care.
16 minutes after 4 o'clock, it is downtown.